This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mushtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched several projects related to sanitation and cleanliness worth over 9,600 crore rupees. These include projects under Amrut and Amrut 2.0, National Mission for Clean Ganga, and 15 compressed biogas plant projects under Govardhan scheme.
आज स्वच्छता से जुड़े करीब 10,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट्स की भी शुरुआत हुई है। मिशन अमृत के तहत देश के अनेक शहरों में वाटर और सीवेज ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट बनाए जाएंगे। नमामि गंगे से जुड़ा काम हो या फिर कचरे से बायोगैस पैदा करने वाले गोवर्धन प्लांट, ये काम स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को एक नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगा और स्वच्छ भारत मिशन जितना सफल होगा उतना ही हमारा देश ज्यादा चमकेगा।
Addressing the event to mark 10 years of the Swachh Bharat Mission, Prime Minister Modi said that on this significant juncture, cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated. As part of Mission Amrut, water and sewage treatment plants will be set up in various cities, be it work related to Namami Gange or the Govardhan plant for the production of biogas from garbage. All this will take the Swachh Bharat Mission to new heights.
गांधी जी और देश की महान विभूतियों ने देखा था, वो सपना हम सब मिलकर के पूरा करें। आज का दिन हमें ये प्रेरणा देता है। आज 2 अक्टूबर के दिन मैं कर्तव्य बोध से भी भरा हुआ हूँ और उतना ही भावुक भी हूँ। आज स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को, उसकी यात्रा को 10 साल के मुकाम पर हम पहुँच चुके हैं। स्वच्छ भारत मिशन की ये यात्रा करोड़ों भारतवासियों की अटूट प्रतिबद्धता का प्रतीक है।
The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu called upon the people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. The President also called upon the people to strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said, Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. Paying tributes to the former Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said, Lal Bahadur Shastri dedicated his life for the soldiers, farmers and self-respect of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. It includes the launch of ambitious Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders followed up on the Quad meetings and bilateral talks held recently at Delaware in the U.S. The discussions also covered deepening bilateral cooperation, situation in West Asia, recent developments in the Indian subcontinent, the Indo-Pacific and Ukraine. In Bihar, flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new regions in Kosi, Simanchal and eastern parts have been affected in the past 48 hours. In Madhepura and Seharsa districts, several villages are affected due to the deluge. Flood water is also rising in Samastipur due to rapid rise of water level of Garehe, Bagmati and Kamla rivers. More than 12 lakh people have been affected due to floods. In Nepal, as many as 228 people have lost their lives, while 25 others are still missing in the recent rain-induced floods and landslides. Another 158 people have sustained injuries. According to the Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari, so far 13,071 people have been rescued from flood-affected areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.